When government spending is higher than government income, you've got yourself a budget deficit. And when government income is higher than government spending, you've got yourself a budget surplus. Now, if your aggregate demand isn't big enough to create full employment, you call that a deflationary gap. But when your aggregate demand is so big, it provides even more than full employment, you've got yourself an inflationary gap.